you know, I would refer you to our county counselor, Peter Crane. You know, I'm the county executive, and the, you know, his duties per the charter are to prosecute, or the prosecution of ordinance violations. So I don't know what the status of those would be, and I don't, you know, it's not within my purview really. You'd have to talk to him for the details of that.
Well, as far as just the news about this, it's gotten a lot of negative reaction across many national outlets, not only of the journalists being charged, but a lot of people during the unrest being charged. I mean, is it giving St. Louis County a bad name that this is going forward?
I don't believe so, no. I mean, and this is a situation where these are, you know, the number of cases that are currently being reviewed by our county counselor, as I sit here, I don't know what the, you know, that's not my function as county executive, that's the function of the county counselor. So I would refer you to him with respect to the actual number of cases, with respect to, you know, what outsiders are thinking about the possibility of charges. I mean, you know, that's not a situation that I'm even aware of with respect to the negative reaction. I mean, you'd have to give me some specific examples of what you're talking about.
For example, the charges against the journalists have been widely condemned by journalism groups, by the papers themselves. There was an editorial in the Washington Post about it. I mean, I understand what you're saying. I know that you don't control this process. The county counselor does.
Yeah, and I also, at the same time, I also don't control what they're thinking about it either. I mean, that's something that you would have to ask those groups about, how they feel
about
it. But
the reason I'm asking, as the leader of St. Louis County, they're saying St. Louis County is doing this, and it seems to be causing a negative perception of the county as a whole. You haven't seen any of that, or?
No, I personally have not, but these are all individual cases, and they're reviewed. I mean, I know what the process is for determining whether charges would be brought or not, and I know that our county counselor has a process for bringing those charges, and he is certainly not in the practice of bringing baseless charges. And so how people feel about particular individuals being charged, I have no control over how they feel. And I can't really speak to the general premise of your question, because it's not, you're talking about emotions that others are having in reaction to some individuals being charged.
Okay.
And I do have, you know, a faith in the process. Mm-hmm. And I think that a process is being followed. And I think that that process is being followed in such a manner that everyone is being treated equally and fairly.
Just to be clear here, just as a detailed question, you don't have any real authority to, like, wipe out any of these charges. It's kind of removed.
Yeah, I mean,
is that true?
I'm the county executive. Mm-hmm. I don't have direct authority to remove charges over particular individuals.
Mm-hmm. But the county counselor could hypothetically do it. That would be within his purview.
That might be within his purview, but there is a process that is utilized to ensure that all individuals charged with ordinance violations across our county and throughout our county are treated fairly and equally under the law. So to single out particular individuals, I don't think that would fall within that process. But once again, that's not a process that I'm in control of. I can only speak to the general nature of the process. And with respect to others' reactions and emotions about, and I think you're talking about some reporters who were charged, you would have to talk to those news outlets that are angry about the reporters being charged. But I think what you would also want to do is make an inquiry into the specific cases and the facts involved in those cases, and individuals have to make a determination after being fully informed of the premises and the facts of each individual case.
I was just going to, for a visual aid, show you a petition that's being circulated by Free Press that's basically to the county counselor demanding that the charges be dropped. But I think your answer was...
Sure, and I understand, and I think we all understand, you know, the various interests that are involved, and we understand the positions that would likely be taken by those respective groups. So it's not a surprise to me that they would have that reaction, but at the same time, I think that every case needs to be reviewed on an individual basis, and a process needs to be followed that is fair to all parties involved, and it's a process that has to be followed, and reporters can't be treated any differently than any other member of our citizenry. They have to all be treated equally. And that's what I would hope for out of the process. And I would hope that everybody is treated fairly.